particular vote, if you've gone on to the Rana from the Seder Mamish, I'm kissing the vote from Ragachova sells like a Gavaldiki sod when they get to Tashbis. So you have to remember that another head of this forum said that any of Tashbis refers to the Eitzahara, not only refers to the Chometz, but the Chometz of a life. I remember that I was once in the hall, and it was Erev Pesach Mamish, and Abnosim was there, and the whole Vestach is the night before Bikas Chometz, a few hours after Mincha. And it was a tumult because he has this moedik avoid in the of Tashbisu, of the Bedika and then the Tashbisu. So he met Abshnei the whole, said, yes, Abshnei, Abugi Fimp in Alicht. So Abshnei tells him, Shanky Fimp in Alicht. He tells him, Nochba, Abugi Fimp in Alicht. So Abshnei tells him, Shanky Fimp in Alicht. Again, Abnosin tells him, Abugi Fimp in Alicht. Abshnei says, he's got Ufgir, Shanky Fimp in Alicht. He said, Abnosin opens up his door, his shirt. Abugi Fimp in Alicht. For the chometz, for the chometz is not only the din that you have to be mavar the chometz, but the chometz shabaleik. Oh, snap shnei chater, oh, zayn tegerech, ram nosn zayn tegerech. Avu gefint min hien alich. So I just want to go to one little knetch from the Ragachov. It's a very amkistic word. It's a little bit higher, but it's good to know a bissel hecher and yonim. One day, alav avecha, when I'm falls in. The shait the mission in Pesachim, at the beginning of the second pedik, Rabbi Yedoyma, and the chometz al sreif v'chomrom af mfar v'zaruruch and matul yam. What's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda ain't be a chometz al sreif v'chom nafsei af mfar, you can just, this, you know, disperse it, v'zaruruch, throw it into the ruach and matul yam. What's the machlokes? Mr. Ragachov explains as a, he says that like this, if somebody is mfar something, if somebody does, somebody takes something, you stickle chometz, and you mafar it, you separate it. What did you do? You really didn't destroy the chometz, you just separated it. You have a big piece of bread, so you make it into crumbs, and you separate it. It's nechal, it's the molecules of chometz. Same thing with zori l'ruach. You take it, you throw it up, and again, the wind blows it apart, the wind rips it apart. It's really the same thing like this, just nechalik and protein. Same thing, matul yam. What the yam is going to do? Well, it doesn't eat it up. It just disintegrates it. The smaller little parts, the fish might eat it up. But at the end of the story is, what did you do? You just was mafar d'shtikalach. Now, in the Torah v'shtei tashbisu, what's mean the Torah tashbisu? Does it mean the pshat that you have to just destroy the tzura that of what it is? Or the pshat is you have to fabren it, that should be absolutely no zeichel of the chometz? This machloikus Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon is what's meant to tell you when the Torah made Tashbisu. Kuntra Chachom says, Zotra Agachov, it means you have to just be mafnid. Be mafnid the zach from the tzura that it is. And shouldn't have the friedik tzura. Before it was a piece of bread. Now it's the shtiklach crumbs the adla hafli. So that's enough. That's also called the kim of Tashbisu. Mashenki and Rabbi Yehuda was a enbi achom tzal of the sreifa. You have to fabren the whole metzias of the zach. Zotra Agachov hazei. So what a machloikus we have it in the Haggadah, in the Chilta, state Rabbi Leza Oymer, that every makah was Dalet makas. Rabbi Kiva says every makah was Hey makas. What's the machloikus, Dalet makas, Hey makas? Whatever the makah was, Dom, Tzadekin, whatever it was. What do you mean it was four, it was five? So the Kolboy and the Litva both learn Amkis de Gzach, members, we don't have too much Shaykhis to reason on, to say the least, but just to say it over, to give us a little blick, for us to be the grace mentioned on Gekukta Tzach. Everything in the Bria has four sides. Ofer, Ruach, Eish, Maim, has four things. Now, when the Makkah was, what was the Yisod of the Makkah? It's gestellt, and Dam, Tzadei, Vimi, Kukin, the way they paint the pictures and the coloring books, everything, the way we see it, the Poshet, in the Shoedish Advarim, what had happened. So, Abelazar learns that the Shoedish of the Makkah was to break the four Yisodis of whatever Dam was, Tzadei, Kinma, whatever it was. Later was an Espashin, the Tzuru of the Makkah, what it was. But the Kolboy in the Ritva learns that Rabbi Leza holds that every makkah was Dalet makkahs, it destroyed the four Yisoidis, it separated the four Yisoidis. Rabbi Kiva held name that the makkahs was even stronger. It's a koich called the koich Yuli. It doesn't mean the Yuli, but what the Ramban means in the beginning of Bereshis, which we learned, but it means a different koich. It means this, everything has a choyim and everything has a tzura. Tzura like this. This is a piece of wood. The wood is makabel tzura b'shtende. Then there was the wood, but mitzadatzmai, before it's makabel the tzura of wood. That's called the choyim of the zach. Rabbi Kiva held that you had to go into the koichi yuli of the zach and destroy it. So after the Agachov of Favos, he's invited the machloikis, the kolbe in the ritva, if the makas were four or five. How far, when the Avisha wanted to destroy the Tumas Mitzrayim, did the Avisha destroy it only the Dali Yisaitis to separate it? Or did the Avisha want to the Shoedish, the Choymer of the zach? Not only the Tzur of the zach, but the Choymer of the zach, till the Mokar of the Shoedish Lagambi. He says that is totally in how far you learned the Tumas Mitzrayim was Nechnas. If you learned the Tumas Mitzrayim was Nechnas, not only in the Etzem, in the Tzur of the Zach, but it went into the Choyim, and then you have to annihilate the Choyim also. She said, that's Zokter Agashov, that's Machloikis Abelezer and Abishua, and Abelezer and Abikiva. Abelezer says it only went into the Dal Yisoidis, it didn't go further. Mamela, what's in your, or the Marcus is only four Marcus. Mashenk and Abikiva, Abikiva learned, went into the Shoidish of the Shoidish. Tumas Mitzrayim was so noid of Oim, it went into the Shoidish. So Dr. Agashava doesn't state in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva holds the Enbiya Chometz El of Sreifa. So he goes, and she tells you that's what it has to be, Dalit. It has to be hay. Every market was hay. Okay, it's a Tifi Gedein. But we are so on the Zayn, the Yisrael Advarim is Kach. We fight at the Tumas Mitzrayim, and I'm going in by Klai, so that you had to be Oikele. What's the Musa Haskell? The Musa Haskell is Hazay. Oven, we can talk open, thank you very much. America. You're an American Jew, you're a Jewish and American. I just had a balabas the other day. What are you, an American Jew or Jewish American? Wie weit ist der Tumas von Mitzrayim reingegangen in die Jiden? Wo die Jiden aber living in Mitzrayim, und die Mitzrayim ist ein Jid, ist Mitzrayim hier zu wohnen, wo ist das geschehen? How did everybody look at everybody? Are we Egyptians, we're just with the Jewish culture? Was ist in Amerika? Ist ein Jid? Oder bist du Amerikaner? Was bist du? According to where you have to be choykev deutish into your house, take a look at it. Everything goes from room to room. Take a look and see if you're an American or if you're a Yid. And if you take a look, it's bitte vigal. You'll see that viful mit after oike sein. In Tumas Mitzrayim, the Nach from Pesach, a mensch, the Eves is going to take us goy mikerev goy. We're going to take out a nation mitrech a nation. You have the opportunity. If you get up to the next at Zveiteg, you get up to, and you learn, you look around. Look, take that licht that Avnosim was looking for. Look it into your hearts and see what's for a leva to. What's that Yiddish a leva, what's that Goyish a leva. Avu Halz then developed. And according to that, Mitzvah, that's what Yavoyde is. And that's going to be Yavoyde the whole, the 8 days of Yontif. The 8 days of Yontif, from Befrat, the night of Pesach. The night when the Eves is going to take you out of Mitzrayim, and you have to make a plan. You have to make a plan. If you're a serious person, you make a plan. That's the Lord's game from Mitzrayim. There's a tremendous amount of chumras. I want to go through a few of the chumras that they have on Pesach. And the reason is, because these Gedolei Yisrael, I told you, Yisod from Abiruchim, it's a Kavaldik Yisod. Kleine mention Hovenish Ken Avedis, Gleisa mention Amoli Avedis. Die erste große Mensch, die erste Pratskel, ist dein Gedavend, Gedavend, wenn sie so Gedavend. Der Wunsch ist aber schon, aber das Schiffe Gedavend Minche, Gedavend Minche, Gedavend Rienschi. Wenn sie so, ey, Gedavend Minche, jetzt geht die Schiffe, Gedavend, ich muss auf Gott sei Dav. Sie da, sie ist, ey, mach mal, als sie hat ein Gebundes, ich spiel mich, ich meine, aber, ey, den Dav Minche, es war ein Pratskel, es ist Gedavend, wo Gedavend, wenn Gedavend, was? According to how big you are, then the more you see that you have bigger problems. How clean a man is that he has any problems? If a person has, he takes the time to prepare. You need 4 days for Bikul. For the Tla, you need 4 days of Bikul. And you have to, I went with Abnosin, remember, years ago, I remember, you didn't go with us. I went with Abnosin to look at a Tla before Pesach. We went to a farm. Abnosin wanted to make it Bechush. We went to look at the Tla. We learned the movement together. We learned that we would boydik the Tla. Mamash was no divine. We went to check a Tla. Now for me, it was a lot of fun. It was a joke. But Abnosin, it wasn't. But Abnosin was real. It was Mamash real. He knew that he was a gewaldige tzvisli Yeshua. But to make it bechush, and the 4 days was a achana. It was a gewaldige achana to bring the tle, a bench can bring in a korban Pesach. It's a person to use these days. If you're interested, you're not interested, ilo ha-yishom lo ha-yinigal. That's exactly what that Balagoda says. If you were there, you know from the grace of tzaddikim, they say, chai v'odom liris esatzmoy, look at yourself, to see if kilu yotzim mitzrayim. See if you could be from the yotzim mitzrayim. Tacht, what is it? With thy grace, sir, fetter pillows, with thy kitchen, and with thy kittle, that at the table, knacke. See if you would have been Yaitzim at time. We'll still give in from the end of four, fifth, so you would have been from the fifth that left. Chamush Molo. Grace at Tzaddikim used to be boidit themselves before Pesach, and during the Haggadah. Chayev Adam Lirs is Atzmoy. Kihilu Yaitzim time, but living in the end of Mansham must get the rest of the time. So a person has to be boidit himself. So I want to tell you a few in Yonim. When he gave to Chumras, why these tzaddikim were so machmer, boy, from Mavul and Noira? Because they held the Tashbisu as the rice eyes, the ganze, the zikat ra, the ganze chumash of life. And then you'll choose a very avuda halz, you see if you can climb. If you can climb up a step, another step, another step. The altar from Slobodka says, a gavaldigi sod, when he gave to Avodis, and koichas hanevish, and tikkun ara. Everybody, when there's a battlefield, what's the side of battlefield? Let's say, this side and that side. So here's where the battlefield is, right over here. And they kill each other. Then he moves. Then he goes back. You always, where is your battlefield? Where's the calf? Where's the battlefield? A Pratskal's battlefield on Amuna was not beyond our comprehension. But yes, our battlefield on Amuna is way in the... So does he really look? Does he know? Does he really exist or not? But Rav Chaskel about that he exists. The Shaila is, right, as Machni himself to Yena HaSogim. Is a person has to see, when you'll hear chumras of different tzaddikim, you'll see the perspective of Avud Duhals, and see if you can move the battlefield one step further, higher, until you be an under the subvention. Hechle mensh, your battlefield, when you get to chumras, when you get to moyed, you'll see it's a different aspect. That's a very, very important you saw. The Noidib Yehuda had a Talmud. It was a terrible, terrible story. These things happened in many, many generations. It happened in our tkufa. I remember one of my chavedim, my roommate, where he learned it shouldn't happen again. The person became a chassid, I don't want to say it in my mouth, he became a sheikh, it's a goyim, he became a galach. This person, my roommate, became a dos because he was learning Kabbalah when he was 17 years old. The Zayda was a lizik, a balkishan, he was an ilui. He learned by Ramotl. And he finished Shas by 17, and Zayda said, it's time to go into Oilam HaKabbalah. And people told him, he was mazrim, he's too young, abochus nishtor, abochus muzon, chassim kesh, nein, my ankle is gewaldig. He taught on Kabbalah until it's that, until he went to that barrel, he looked at this barrel, then before you knew the end of it, he ended up becoming a galach. Till they found, yes, his brother was machta. She says, come, till they were poyed him with yorin of shreis, they couldn't even get it, so yorin didn't even let them to get him to the till they finally got him, he says, come, as Hashem is Shabbos. He went, so fight, they got platz. Sagiro li Yisrael ha-famidun lo yalenu, that they, even the boss, they platz, and not even had such a Talmud. He had a Talmud that went over the derech, and he became so meshugit, he became a galach. The Noi Debuda had moyed to get sad and had misnefesh v'yishayich that from him should come out, that one of the Zayin Talmud was given a chosh v'talmud v'yishayich has azach that he should go off the derech. No, but of course, no one can get him a galach, yamach shumum, the gefelach, and didn't want anybody to have any impression of him, and he became a hoip galach. There came, many people came to the Noi Debuda, they asked him, maybe is there any way he could be mashmir? He says, the only way he could see, if he would see me, he would see my face, but it's the one that is the reis that we start learning. So then I'll be able to speak to Akibi Nichnas. But if he doesn't see me, I'll send messages and won't go. So he asked, the Noid is there any time with the Galach you could see the Galach? He always Baalzach. That's part of the Mishkasan, the Baalzach and it turns into Zen. So he said, yes, every day for 10 minutes he stands by a window and he looks out on the street. So the Noid says, tell me what those minutes is and I'll walk by. And then I'll have treffen. So they told him exactly that time. They right away the Noid Buddha was driven with a wagon right to that place, to the house where the Galach was by the Tifla. And right away the Talmud saw the Rebbe. When he saw Zebet, he was startled. He couldn't. So the Noid Buddha said, for the Rebbe, so he couldn't. He was Nichna. He was Nichna. So the Noid Buddha asked him, I want to ask you, tell me. You were somebody who learned so much Torah, how far could a person go? So he says, Rebbe, he said, a little while ago, somebody came over, there was a whole problem, somebody had a pashtiva, a certain type of a kugel, and they sent the kugel over with somebody to ask a shayla, they asked the Tanodi Behuda if it's chomet stick or not. They had a shayla, if it was taruv, it's chomet or not. So the Rebbe looked it over and he passed him, did this and that. He says, nay, it's mitzadet, nay, without the bittle, it won't go, but karuvis, nay, you have to throw it out. So he said that I looked at it, Pashti, that was, I liked it very much, that kugel, and I wanted to eat it. I wasn't such a fool, I knew the halachas, and I thought I'll start the sugi myself. And he said to himself, I started the sugi from scratch from the Gemara, and I came out, he said, tzad lahokul, even though the Rebbe Teichik is on tzad, but I said, tzad lahokul. I decided, what am I have to go take it? Because nobody was afraid that lady that said they're not going to burn it, they're not going to get rid of it. So he gave it to me that I should take care of it. And I decided, I said, Shmekut, Kitze, I decided I'm eating it up. After I ate it up, I had charota, like every Avedi afterwards, you feel sick. A person feels, I had such a muridika charota. He said, I felt terrible. I realized, Gamal, what did I do? I was over kodis. I felt that if, since I was over what my Rebbe Gizok, my Rebbe Gepas, Kitze was over kodis. Then I decided my lady didn't shtim with me, so he said, this is a bislach. He stopped blaming Krishma Alamita. Listen to the Seder. He said, I was so tzabach my zich, I stopped blaming Krishma Alamita. Then afterwards, I didn't wash negel vasa by my bed. Then afterwards, I didn't say birch satoyle. Once it went medechi yaldechi, tenasla chochmas chetzanis, until he became a galach. So Noidi Behuda said, you made one mistake. You have to realize, a chumre is just a chumre. This was the mistake of the Nochash, the Chava. She thought that if she was over the Chumru, the hachoka, the siag, the gedder. So then my maid, she was over, and then she threw everything out. And then, and then she gave the man, and then gave me the gansa. A person has to realize, even when there's a chumah, you have to look at it in the right perspective. Many times you see people, if you do halsa shabai, shtei ben zayin shvai. But even if you, let's say, oivid, let's say somebody else is machman something, and you're not machman that, falizik nish. Nish yed a menshot yed a darga. Everybody can do everything. This muslims say chumah is no yirois. That tzadikim will makamun themselves, achmamish, the hosh does a chumah. So let's say you're not going to do it, but you're going, it's not that way. It's a mensh has to know the right perspective. And no, Yehudah Toy said, come with me, let me explain you. And he took him out and he brought him back and besmachs him to tshuva. And from this they say, a moyyidik yisod god of anoyle from this maisa. A person taka has to know the chumash. You have to know. I remember Hashem kiddel yisoni. We always thank the Eivish, this move gave him. You brought me one step weiter. You picked me up. This my point of event. But after begin, a person has to know what's a chumash and a person shouldn't lose his perspective. So I want to go through a few of the chumash to show the vayt, the gedel yisod was so machmer on themselves. And then yonah from Pesach more than any other thing. Today, that a person should know avush deiten and to see if he's going to climb. Chassam Sofer, similar mice happened with Chassam Sofer. There was a Chassam Sofer, somebody came with a shadow to Chassam Sofer, they brought over a torta. Torta is the name of a Michael, I saw. We grew up with that word, it's the name of a Michael that they eat. But it was a shadow already, if it was chometz stick or not. And they came to the Chassam Sofer, they brought the Michael together with the machshin that. Here's the Shaila, and right away, like all Rabbanim do when they pass the Ksomim, they take away the Ksomim. Why do they take it? Don't show it to somebody else, and they're confused. They take the car, you never give back the Kesem. It's a cloud. You never give back the Kesem, you never give back. When you have a Shaila on something food, and the Rav Haltas and Ishkut, he takes it away. First thing, he takes it away. So some say for the same thing like the Night of Yehuda, as he said, that is the Shaila on this Tartar, and he took it away. He took it away. Here, the Chassam Sofer held that it was mamish no good. He held it was no good, and the Talmud went. And the Talmud went and he ate it. He took it away also. So Shema good. Every Talmud needs to get a match of the koyach. And also he ate it. And the person went off. He went totally off. This over here, the Chassam Sofer held it. I didn't think it was no good. He didn't know it was held. It was a chumrah. And after it became the Talmud and some clapped the hearts. But here, by the Chassam Sofer, he held it was mamish no good, Mechomets. And thus it was a mavek. The Abdurov, they once came to the Abdurov and they asked him if he'd be mashpia and a bocha. That was glitching. And now knows so he'd get on risk. We don't know if we'll help. So Mashpiyon said, "If it's all kriging, he should come back to the derech." So the Abdurov said, "It's telling you one thing: if he ate already chometz on Pesach, he does not have the koyach to be Mashpiyon. You have to find somebody else." He said, "His koyach could go bis chometz on Pesach." That's what I'm saying. What does chometz on Pesach? Chometz in Yonama, people are makel, especially the Azaz Peneme, the people from the Eid of Rav, the Rabbonim from the Eid of Rav, the Ramachshe, all these macholim, all these bagels and Cheerios and all these. Stupid snacks, whatever it's called, stupid snacks, with all this nonsense. Und man lernt euch die Kinder, als Chomitz, am Matzes, gemacht derselbe Sache. Man kann lachen und lachen für die ganze Sache. And they don't realize what they did, es ist kommen an Zeit, von der Hand zu bach, die sich, ich gehe es besorgen, wie sie rechen, von mir, der Eich, so ein Eisi muss, will come a time. They'll rip the skin off the flesh, they realize, Gewalt. But I open up a door, the people should be making in your, it's a gefällige Arbeit. Chomitz is a chomitzige Sache. And a person has to realize, don't look for kulis, and don't look for aids. It's a week of restrictions. Exactly, as I learned. The Trumas Hadeshin, like Joshua says, the Trumas Hadeshin says, why we machma so much? He says, there's no reason to turn him straight. Bayiro bayimotze. Bayiro bayimotze. Don't eat chaze. Is it then bayiro bayimotze? Shouldn't have Shabbos. Bayiro bayimotze. Every single incident from the Shasson, stay bayiro bayimotze. Don't stay by the maizachil bayiro bayimotze. So if the Trumas Hadeshin from those anaya, as a mensch, muz zuchum, zchumis, mzeta, as the Torah late, moly dik machma given. Bayiro bayimotze, and a maizachil, so koskin, avada, we also have to be machma. That's the way we're moly dik machma. Somebody came over to Rabbi Shul late. This Rebbe, wie weit is the Hidus in Chomitz? So Rabbi Shul late told him, du zog me wie, was is the shir von Amashahu? Und ich will dir sagen, wie weit is the Hidus is. Was is the shir von Amashahu? I get my teeth cleaned. Before Pesach. So I used my dentist the other day. The dentist, I do by man. Just I don't go to hygienics. I pay extra money. I'm on the give me the stand in it. Pay the mayor. You take me, you pay extra money. That's it. If not by him, you go to somebody else. You do it by man. It's fine. Kids, anyway, so I used to tell me, could you take out every molecule of chametz from my teeth? Is it shy at such as that? He says, either you take hydraulic or sand, what's it called? this will pull out all your teeth. But to take out every mashahu of chometz says it's not shaykh. There's always a molecule. At chalisa das. There's such a thing, no matter how much you floss and you clean, you scrape, and you rice the kishkes of an achalz ve'vez, there's no share to a mashahu. Zog Rabbi Shulayim, zog me the share for mashahu, and yichal zog me the zehiris. He was talking about grace at tzadik taka, a taka that he had a cholim, the night of Pesach, somebody came over to him, like a mensch, told him in a cholim, has a chayim, the cholim ice is scarce in the chometz. So he hissed him, he was so tzutumut, he was so tzazeshtagivain, he fell asleep in the tzach, his b'chi, and then he told him because your teeth weren't 100% clean. He was a mashu, was a turuf gina of the matzah, and that went together with you. That went all down the hatch, together with the chum. I guess the tzaddik is up. Give a cook! Menschen hieten sich von chumetz, lusay fesu zay matzah. Hieten sich, a mensch, das sich hieten. So Rabbi Shulayim said, you tell me the shir from mashu, and you'll tell me the shir from... Somebody came to Rabbi Chaim Tzanze. They want to have a head, a glaze of tzaddik, a goin, any from the glaze of Ungarish, I'm not sure, but any from the glaze of Rabban, Ungarish Rabban, they came to Rabbi Chaim Tzanze, they wanted he should sign a chasma on a certain sugar. That time they said that they were going to make kosher Pesach, the sugar would be no problem. And a lot of people didn't eat sugar, the Bliskerov didn't eat sugar, Rabbi Chaim Moise, yeah, ate sugar. There was certain sugar that he said was good. Whatever the tkufa today, hint, everything is good. No, Rabbi David Soloveitcher said, he said, Mashiach said, come either kule chai or kule zakai. He says, hint is kule zakai, alles is a mitzvah. Everybody is zakai, everybody's 100%, right? Everything is 100%, kosher, everything. In old days, it wasn't that way. These things were kosher. Kids said, granted, the Bliskerov, when it was Rabbi Chaim Moise, he came with a phone, it was far Rabbi Chaim, it was Nasifa, that it was Rabbi Chaim Moise put down coffee on the table, he put down sugar. And the Bliskerov took a leffel and he put the sugar and he ate the coffee. On the way back, he kept on spinning till he got home. He kept it up in front of Rabbi Chaim Moise Kavanish. Rabbi Chaim Moise like this. It's Gendik, the Toysis and Gidden, the Chulin, and the Tamachochim, the Evish, the Zemita Kolayodi is by Midah Dachila. Hakoponim, when he gets Rabbi Chaim Moise, this is 100% kosher. Or the Bliskerov felt, and he himself, Mr. Kalim. Hakoponim, we're married to Kmachman. He said, this person wanted to have a head. So he went to Rabbi Chaim Sanze, this Rebbe, this Grace Rov that was supposed to chasma on sugar. So he went to Rabbi Chaim Sanze to ask Rabbi Chaim Sanze, should he sign or not? The way he sees it, that it's 100% good. He didn't know what to do. Should he sign or not? So outside Rabbi Chaim Sanze was one of his children, the Gold Sarov. Later on, being Gold Sarov, he told him this, and he wants to speak to his father. It's very important. So he gave it to be chasma. What the thing, should he chasma on the sugar or not? So he told him over the whole story. He says, I got some maisa. And then he said, Grad, he was once by a Rebbe, different Rebbe, this I'm a Rebbe. And the Rebbe gave him a certain thing, a certain Michael with sugar. But like I said, the Rebbe's a chesed mensch. I thought, again, the Michael was certain pages that was cooked together with sugar. I was then, I said, oh, so great, it's like a mess, yeah, sugar. So then he says, yes, you're the Rebbe. Sugar. So he said, the ikizach is the chomets of the Yetzirah. Don't worry about it. It's all good. So this was part of the story that he told the Gold Zerov. The Gold Zerov went to Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chaim's father, Rabbi Chaim Tzanze, and he told him about the Yetzirah of the Lanai coming over the bed and then Sukkah, and he told him over this mice. But that's all you had to tell Rabbi Chaim. That was enough. When that Rebbe walked in, Rabbi Chaim Tzanze, don't give him shrayim, haintik Rebbe's. They think as Alice is the chomets of Leiv, says, Mashu has no shir. Mashu has no shit. What's made sukkah? How did they process it? How did they make it? What type of kelim? Whatever the problem is, Mashu, he says, Yichuba Kabbalah. He said from Rav Sajigoy, Rav Haigoin. Rav Haigoin, when he wanted to take katoful, and he hired people, they should take the katoful out of the ground and the burikis out of the ground. He made them wash themselves from cup to fist, and he changed all the clothes. Goyim changed all the clothes and bought new shovels. They should dig everything out of the ground. Then afterwards he was makabits everything in Zekalach, Zayin and Zekalach, and then out, they left. He's also thinking, chometz is afil b'mashu. You have a worker, you have a cleaning lady, and she's helping in the shtub, the vase, what's he bring to the eye, what's he got to the hand. So that's the first thing a person has to know, that there's a moiridika chumra. One of the gvaldika chumras that you learned, when you get the chometz, is a gvaldika sword. Maybe it's the visions of Rebbe, the Sarum Gretz, a shame. He said it was a vision tzachosa that got very wealthy. Once it got very wealthy, it's tzachon gave. Once a person gets money, he said, well, the shtreimel went down, and then the kaftan went down, his payas got shorter, then his beard got shorter, then he cut off his beard, and then slowly, slowly, before you know it, he was arois from the whole Klai Yisrael. So then the vision tzachosa, he was a vision tzachosa, this person, he told the shochet from the story today, Why is what's lemonoids for chometz? Amash or chometz can make up a ganze zach. You have something, it can be machmetz everything. You have chometz, so it's machmetz everything. People don't realize a person has one little aveda. The reason why this person that he did one klein zach, it does not hang a bit in the maza. Before you know it, it was machmetz his whole life until he ended up chayiv kodes, and even worse than that. And thus, a mensch darf oblein of chometz, the chumre von chometz. And the shari tshuvin or the chayim sim tov samach, it says at the end, yesh machmirin that they only eat matzah, only the leil Pesach. There's a lot of tzaddikim, they eat only the night of Pesach, the chazesim. He says, v'hab nim nom alasas kem, shum simchas yontif. Because a mensch is simchas yontif. Zog the shari tshuvin, brengt us in shchonorich, al elu shalibun of shamayim mikorini, v'amich kulam tzaddikim. Yedem mensch is a tzaddik, yedem mensch kedu, he a fashteit, avu a halt. Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin, he only had the kezayis for the kezayisim. The Beis Halevi, kezayisim. Ari Dvei Eloi, the kezayis, only the kezayisim. A lot of tzaddikim had only thing. The Chazonish people asked him, he says no. He says that the shtetuch of the Torah, he shtetuch of the Torah, you know, the shivs yom tohel matzahs, and the lesson matzahs. Oh, people said, yeah, Rebbe, you can lesson dai matzahs, you can't have chesna, but mine matzahs, basic nish. Everybody had the different chumlis. Somebody has a tzemach tzedek. This person's Revitzin was sick, and she was shalom if she should fast. So the tzemach tzedek, who was a goyin, was a anak, a nigla, nista. She said, no, the Ramo would come out that the etzem, you should really be machmen, this particular sickness, this and that. Over the way I see the situation, the way you're describing it, I think it could be mekel. Op een dag te gieten, de zeden is gelost, want als ik gewoon onheet met Ramon, maar heet zich een zoon met Ramon. So the person didn't know, well, what de zeden is ook, maar heet zich een zoon met Ramon, what's de zeden is ook? She said, it was a meisel, de zeden de Balatani. Balatani was a younger manship when he first, he was, the Anias was noida. He had absolutely nothing. He wanted to have the zeden by a grace of tzaddik, by the Mazit Shemagin. And he wanted the Mazit Shemagin, the minig was that the Mazit Shemagin had his main ten people, to do who they were, that sat around the table, everybody else was in staff, but the ten were around the table. That man of the Tetzke, it's Grace Gor, Grace and people at Valley, Hasoga, that's beyond. And the Mazicha Magad, his minig was that he gave the wine and he gave the matzah, so everybody came with their kelim. You come with your kais, you come with your kelim. For whatever time it was, Mazit Hamshi, this is the way he did it. Kids at the sitting ran out. The Balatani was very, very poor. He was such an owner, he didn't have a penny to his name, and all he had was a cup, of a glass. He brought a glass kais. And really, Bemis, you could really be mashing on Pesach. Like all the other Caleb, you can make it Pesach thick. But Ramon says you can't, and Glaser shouldn't. Kitsi, he didn't know what to do. It's Stodom Lakula, but from that Svegan, Ramon's up in his oldest part. Otherwise, after the Tzach Lebrius, stick out your hand, be in Tzach Lebrius. Say, Echadah, after Tzach Lebrius, stay together in the Gemara. See, Bishakel, he said, no, he's going to be Makel, not like Ramon. Fine. Kids, they come to the Pesach Seder, everybody's sitting around the table, the world's sitting for the Mazrich Magid, and he came inside with his darting eyes looking at everybody. They were pachat b'chodim, and he's getting ready, somebody from them was appointed Zokta Kaddish. So Mazrich Magid gets up with that. The aim of the year was awesome. And he takes the question in, he says, Chshmek Chometz. Puts down the question. He says, Mendel, I was the Chometz. Mendel's the Mendel Vitebsk. So Mendel Vitebsk walked around the people. They were ro'odo. Nobody wanted to be singled out. He went around once, twice, three times. So the Rebbe Chshmek is chometz, a zesnish. So the Mazir Shemagin said, zesnish, the Ramo shteito, a losnish dog in Kiddush. So he said, Ramo losnish, about time, he says, ani agever. He said, I was shoykel that the Tzach Rebiyas is eichet azach. Not that he is gaiver, shteito. The Tzach Rebiyas is eichet azach. So I was mekel. So my sister Margaret called him over, then gekushed. He said, "Bzazah, grace and mensch, gets a lot bringing the Ramo. That you're such a person that Ramo's a potus of shtel in unsere Seide." She said, "Sitz by me," and he gave him a kois from his koises. He said, "Du sollst machen Kiddush, and you should drink from the kois." I said, "He gave him a gewaltige smiche." From see people were mulli dik machme chumlis ad lahafli. Moabna she sachem is also by the koises from Lublin. Somebody also he had the Seide was together with God, the grace and mention. And everybody came to the Seder, that this Nusi was ready to say, somebody said Kaddish, said Chshmek Chometz. Was it was a Eman, a Pachet, nobody wanted to be singled out, very damaged. Finally, somebody figured it out. He took his kois, he went to straighten out the place, he put it on the benkel. This benkel was not cleaned on Pesach. And then he put it back on the table. Oh, the Rebbe's Kecham. This is beyond, this is way, way This is off the map, right? It's way over. Listen, he mentions Zayin. A mensch, the yontu from Pesach, a mensch could be ish ruchni. It's moyed, it mitreffen sich mit them. Moyed is a loshen vad. Vad mean mitreffen sich zusammen. A mensch is an opportunity to get out of Mitzrayim. You should learn the Haggadahs and see the stories with the Friedrich Tzadikim, the level that they were on. Vizayim sich metar given, that a mashu sheba kol shuva, they were so afraid of it, and it was mashpi on them. And everything, the chumas agav chumas vazen given hechle mensch. Somebody special that lives in this shtot, Lakewood. Somebody that lives in Lakewood as a chesima. You're a Lakewooder. Regardless of by the Gemara, how many hours you're by the Gemara. But if you're a Lakewooder, you have different chiyuvim. Every shtot has its matzav. You see that the shtot of Zoyche for Gevaldik Ribi from 30 Yira and Chesed Bahafloge, all three Amuda Eilam, is Kolshkein. But when it comes to the Yontif, you should be Machna, you become a Kli Kibble for Torah. And according to the way you eradicate, you get rid of the Tashbisu, how the way the Ragachev learned, if you have to go all to be Chatek Achrov, then a person can succumb to Gevaldik and Gevaldik Zachim. He was a great mensch, the Alta Alfandri. I saw somebody that met him, the Alta Alfandri. He lived to about 125, 26. And he said over a story before the Seder from his, the Rif in the Mishpacha, Rav Shlomo Eliezer Alfandri. He was, Mamish was beyond anything. And together he had 60 Talmidim. He was Mekabel himself like Rashi. Rashi wrote his Piddush, they say, his Piddush HaKuntris, he was surrounded with 60 Talmidim. Each one of them was a Baki in one of the Mesechtas. His Shishim Mesechtas, Shishim Geboidim Hari, Lashlaim is his 60 Mesechtas, Baba Kamba Mitzvah Bambas is one Mesechta, and these Mesechtas were all around Rashi. That's how Rashi had upgelearned the ganze Shas, with each one being a Baki. But this Rav Shlomo Eliezer Alfandri, this is what he had. He had 60 Talmidim around him. And the Shidur, the Pesach is the time when a person is Makabel, Amunah. This is the Yontif from Amunah. I mentioned it's coined the Yontif from Amunah. It's the Ikaz Achaz Menavzon Shema Yisrael V'Medav. And he took the 60 people together with him, and he wanted to have a Seder with this. He told them they have to leave their families, they have to come to him. And that's what he did. He had him around, and right before the Seder, the Ul Makabel Ul Macha Shamayim, they said Shema Yisrael, and they saw in him a Shinu that they never saw in the life. Such a Muyadik, a Muyadik. It was Makabel Ul Macha Shamayim before the Seder. Then they made the Seder for Shteitzach of Zagreza Bamakubel, together with all these 60 Bali Asoga, all 60 Gedoyle Tamidim, and it was a Seder that was noted. Afterwards, he said, Valdige his Slavas, when it came the daytime, he told everybody, he says, he has to say goodbye, because he has to leave the world now. And he said, Shema Yisrael, and he left the belt. The Tamidim, Geshim, and Arab, the Maise, they said, you can't be Masik. And the mention, the Gedoyle, the Gansa Seder, and his Makabo from the Seder, Oil Mara Shemaim, and this was the Zmises Nashika, he left the belt. There are people that can, Mitzayim mention, Melanish Krishma, Fardem, but unless you don't know the view, the minigas, you don't have know. But here's on Zayin, it's a mulitic avoid in the law. It has to be treated with a gewaldike Ernstgate and with a gewaldike Hachone. When a mensch can kabel Ul Macha Shemaim, this is Alta Fandri, the Zoka for the Mishpacha, the Rishon the Mishpacha. How did he leave the world? With the Seder. He was with the Seder, Kabal Ul Macha Shemaim, Fard the Seder, Noch the Seder, and Azayt Avei Gang from the world. The Minigan Kleisel by our circles is that we wear kittel. There's a lot of different reasons why we wear the kittel. Some shtel to a gewaltig yesod, they said in the state of the Pesach, in Shmoyt Shem Gimel Hei, v'avadete es avoyde hazois v'chodesh hazeh. Weiss the choy says the avad is avoyde is the leil seded, it's called an avoyde. V'ibalt is the avoyde is like a koin godel, a koin godel trok v'aisek leider. The people avad, you have to be in the matzv and semchet, there's different parts. You always have to go along with the Haggadah, wherever you are, with the Haggadah. When it talks about a seer part, you have to be be'en b'b'yira. And when it talks about shiris v'sishpachas mitakti Hashem, you have to sing with avarum tansen. You have to go with the seder. The seder of the Haggadah. Well, the Indian of a kittel is to show that it's like a koin godel. Just like a koin godel wears the vice of begodim, it's a moly dikizach. A different libra that you also have to teach your children when they get to the kittel. Tatakum taim, and the kada is a tatakum taim, and the vice of kittel, and the kind of kinds of all shines love. Heilik, heilik, a verita, don't make no kids, or whatever the kid says, say that and so on. While you're putting your kittel, the kid sees the tatatam, the jacket he puts on the kittel, and it's a mitre for the kids, it's a matzah. It's a mamash amaymid and it's a matzav. The tata put on the kitli, he's ready to sit down and make sure everything is ready. You have to tell your children, as the shetach of the Gemara, that Talmid HaChachom Mitzionim, so the Gemara why Mitzionim used to wear white clothes. In the olden days, Arizal was Mekabel on that, and his Talmidim, but today we're not knowing that way. But the Talmid HaChachom used to wear white clothes. Mitzionim, Klai Yisrael is Mitzionim. You have to tell them the reason why we're out of Mitzrayim is because we have different clothes. Yiddish Klai, the Hain, the Minig is not. We don't wear white clothes. Oh, but you still have to differentiate yourself from Goyish Klai to Yiddish Klai. It's the first thing when you're putting your kittel besides for you, yourself, in your mind. You have to think it's Kamoy, Avoid of a Kain Godel. You have to frame your frame of mind is that we're doing a gewaldic avoida, or benegets a deine kinder. You have to explain them that we wear different clothes. Mitzion, v'zes v'yatati is ongeton mit akittel, this is the way Tamir Chachom used to be ongeton, and this is the schus that we got out of Mitzrayim. No, the Netziv says a different reason for the kittel. He says like Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, the people used to work in, it was Ba'em and Ba'yirin, and they used to have vice akleida, also the same idea. Some others say that vice akleida is like a zayin akiyim, a man was a tire zayin. And now is your chance now to be Zayin Nekiyim. People have a minute, they go to shul with the Seder, we don't have it as you saw, there's a lot of communities that have that minute. You go with the Weisse Kittel, you go to shul, with the Gongeschwitz, the Vine, from Alla Zeitlin, and you wear, some people wear Yom Kippur, they don't clean it, it should be a schus. But you wear Weisse Kleider, it's an andere Sache, people come with Weisse Kleider, it leaves a gewaldig, awesome Röscher. Now, the minute, this is very important, there's a Mordidik minute that you bench the kinder the night from Pesach. Stating that the night from Pesach, that's when Yitzchak told Esav and Rivka told Yankov, Hein Benacht is Yitzias Mitzrayim, the night that he told him to the Mitzrayim, and he gave the brachas that night. He says, all the Sha'orim are open. Vibald, all the Sha'orim are open. Don't be a fool. Listen to what I'm telling you. This is $1 billion matana. Listen to what I'm telling you. Treasure every moment of the night. All the Sha'orim are open. There's so many mechitzas. We have so many Avedis Chas V'Shalom. That makes a mechitzas. But hear the doors and the Sha'orim are open. Sha'al ma'etin loch. Kana ben shoyl. Is hind the tzayt akid. Atatat av bench in every kid before the Seder. Bench the kid that the kin zol taka. Reis gein from Mitzrayim. And so saying a helike yid. You should have the doiris. From Yiddish a doiris. There's such tragic and funny things that are happening in the best of Mishpach Zayin. Where has the betor? Who has a guarantee in the pocket? Kein otis nish. It's a matzav noidim. Zayin benach zos the bench down the kinder. Also bench down the kinder. Not only you bench your kinder, but you have to be vakish. Like I told you last time, kind of ben shoyl. I mentioned that flag in the Avish, be mavakish the Avish in your heart, or even prepare. If you a bakosha, can I ben shoyl, nutsasois, and is the Avish was gated on by din and lay. Zman chedu seinu. People have habits, people have a very gerdedis, from a kenish, you can't stop the train. I'm not someone started the schmoozen and nil. When that meant the brakes for Naganshiol, he said there's a car that goes, it jumps, it goes, you need brakes. Stop the car, stop and start again. A mensch kenisht. He tries an L. How long does it take? Heint is chedisenu. Zman chedisenu, this is the time a mensch can start. You could be mamish from the people to be in ganz nalois from Mitzrayim. Now, but the gate to Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim. I want to say Psalm to Shavuot, I don't know, but I think we should go on with the Seder before the Lom Shavuot. The place. I think we'll skip the Lom Shavuot, no? We'll skip the Lom Shavuot. But just the Tamsas Advarim is kach. Just like there's a din of a kois, it's a Rambam, a ganz Arichis. Just like there's a din when you say kiddush ala kois. You say the Haggadah has to be ala matzah. You'll see that most of the time the Haggadah, lechem shoyin dvarim harbez akrashi. You say the Haggadah. You have to have the matzah and the wine in front of you. The Haggadah is said in front of the wine and it's said in front of the matzah. Wine is the chedus and the matzah is the avdus. And to remember what went on, these two hageshim has to go through the whole night as you keep on going. Let's start a little bit with Magid. We'll start a little bit with Magid as far as we can go. Hareini Muchanum Zum Lakai Mitzvah Sabbath Tzias Mitzrayim, the Chazon Ish used to say it. And the Hagam, the Noid of Yehuda, said that we don't say the L'Shem Yechu Kutche B'lichu, but the Hareini Muchanum Zum Lakai Mitzvah Sabbath Tzias Mitzrayim is a very important, the Chazon Ish used to say it. He used to say it, the Falos. He says, I Mikanish Mahal Nish Dorten Yechu Kutche B'lichu V'shchinte, we don't know the Nyonim Chas Hashem. What's the yichud? How could it be pratim? All the problems, if you understand how the whole thing works. Stop, if you want to say it, say it. If you're milligus to say it. But by an hour circus, a little fish circus, we didn't say it. But the night of Pesach, at least the first words. Hini muchum zum lakayim mitzis satzi. First is mitzis sichis kavana. A person has to know hini muchum umzumen. You have to be muchum umzumen. Muchum umzumen sapitzis mitzrayim. A mitzvah, what's the kind of mitzvah? What's the title of mitzvah? Mitzvah in the state in the Heilige Svorim, mitzvah is the lashon from tzafsa. Tzafsa means mitrefsach. What tzafsa means company. The mitzvah and the mitzvah treffen sich by the mitzvah. When you're getting ready to say over the sipit zis mitzrayim, you are getting ready with the mitzvah, kumen sich zusammen by the mitzvah. That's a shunadike sach. And therefore, you must smell the Inoyim Hashem Alekeinu, Maisi Den and Halavai, that was Zeuchet that the Yevshi should be Makabal under the Mitzvah. Now, the Man Ashtana, all the different Shotim, with the Kleine Kindlach, every kid has to ask the Kasha, and remember that the kids have to know that it's questions and you have to give them the answers. Avodah Vayinu Lefarid B'Mitzrayim. This is Nui Devoim. Think for a second. Maybe the Moshe is not a nice Moshe, but Tracht Amelut, Unzer Hasoga from the Vilna Goyim. Tracht Amelut. We don't, we're homeless. Oh, whatever your fantasy, Baal Shem Tov, whatever machin you come from. Stell sich vor, you would see one of these two people, that all of a sudden they have to wash the laundry from the Schwarz and Greenwich Village. That's mamish what happened. The Yidin and Mitzrayim were far, far bigger than the Vilna Goyim and the Baal Shem Tov. And they became avodim to who? Lepari b'Mitzrayim, the lowest. Schweitzers, niederlich mentioned, the lowest people. And you have to tell your children, this is very, very important. You have to tell them, you should know what it means, an ever to a Schweitzer, the low lives, the lowest shayach, and the greatest of Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yankov, it's doch shreklach. They went all the way down. Some of us learned, this is maskulin b'gnus, this is the gnus, that the Yidin Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yankov should be in such a filthy matzah, such a niddlika matzah, that we should be in the cesspool with the goyim, mibadin and zeh, it's doch no devoyim. And you should know, you tell your children, that if we would not have, the Yevshi wouldn't have taken us out, we would have been there. And he described them what it means, avdus. Show what it means as a shrekach a king, a melech kosher, and a umma kosher. And you explain them, this is where we would have been. And you explain it with a sincerity. They should feel what's his main, gavalt, ui, it's a nest that we're not there. And for Yetzienu, Hashem alekeinu mishom. That's not a miracle happened. But the Yevshi didn't say, has to be a sibah from a munah. And if the Yevshi wouldn't have done it, we never would have gotten out. B'yod chazok of Zerayin Yatuyah, the Mepharshim explained, what's B'yod chazok of Zerayin Yatuyah? Because haloloi v'dan zonah, haloloi v'dan zonah. How in the world did we get out? If Lamaise, what was our schus? When the Yevshi after the king, he'll take it, ahotun sleep, b'zayin zayin kinder. B'yod chazok of Zerayin Yatuyah, and you explain it slowly, slowly. Somebody told me it was by the Seydif and the Tzelem Arov. Tzelem Arov didn't have any children. So he had other people by him. Tzelem Arov was in Waynesburg. Somebody told me, it's a Santa Maisa. So then when he was saying over, he got up and always gestrick to him. Kum mein kin, kum mein kin. Everybody started crying from his rakshas. Kum mein kin, kum mein kin. And he explained him, b'chush, b'chush, until they felt it. That was simply his Mitzrayim. The kid gets in Sragish, the tata gets in Sragish, and m'geit zazamen. For yitzino Hashem l'keinu m'shom. V'yot chazoko v'zroyin etuyo. And yimitzayir v'sas mein. And then you explain if you know it's a kodesh boch was I've said inside. The Yevshi is that I onu vaneinu vnei vaneinu mishabonu minu leparei u'mitzrayim. And you have to explain the mamuri tika haido. And explain how would you like? What would you like if you be the cleaning lady? Bring it down to that level. Then go further, further. Now they'll make you clean the Yiddish houses, go to Goyish houses, and to the Nidrika mansion houses, and go to Harlem, and go to, over there you wouldn't clean up the tzoyah from the houses. That's going to be stayed. Who bist du? And then you have to explain them now. Call a marabel the sabbat season. The sabbat season. Say malezim mishubach. So the first time you say not harayhu mishubach. The menches are mishubach. The menches raise mishubach. The ganze masse of your dibui. The harim makayim dibui season. Say everybody has to be involved. Don't sit there and just say your drushes. Get you feel to say that with every kid involved. Every kid involved, even the Shani Day Elisha with the pictures. Go over to the kid with the pictures, advise the pictures. Look, look what happened till the kid sees, glut them, till the kid sees, look what happened. Isn't this lion scary? Wow, I would be, whatever you have to do. That's the Rob Gain, say, yeah, the Yiddish Akin, yeah, the Megala. Everybody has to have an active part in the Seder. And so the ganze Shtubel to have a gewaltige, gewaltige Aliyah, and that's how you get out of Mitzrayim. It's also very, very important you have to answer the truths for the kids. The Chazal book of these are the three kashas. Again, that they made a lot of other kashas. Why you do give out nisalach and why you do this and why the tibul and kol min zachah. But answer the questions for shtei. These are the questions you have to answer. We are avodim ayinu, therefore we eat matzah and we eat morer. And then we, because of the chedis, they will mesubim, therefore we tikkain like a king. You have to explain it. And you go through that God, the maskul begnus, moyedik. You show this is made where yid can be and where yid is. Avodim hayinu. Some of the freshmen are moyedik yisod. A lot of people let themselves down. Shevet Levi didn't let themselves down. They're not interested. They didn't fall for a trick. Everybody else fell for a trick. So Shevet Levi wasn't. They weren't so much in the shibud like everybody else. Everybody else was in the shibud. Avodim hayinu. Not nil kachnu, mzane genume geworden. We were. We chose it. We integrated with them. assimilated. It's a mission of goyim. Vayikutsu mepnei bnei Yisrael. Vayikutsu. So says the medicine. You looked in the movie in Taitirois. Who were the players on the movies? Was the Yidden? What are the Yidden doing over there? Oh, the Yidden zayin tzvishnun shemachna zayin esir. It's very important to separate yourself from Ashbois, from the Umus Oilam. Separate. Don't be together with the Umus Oilam. Avodim Ayinu, the Yidden chose to a certain extent. They chose, they were boicha themselves to be tzazam etagoy. And then they lost themselves. And then it came till they were totally shalut on them.
How does it do with Mitzianim?
It's so stira, beta pchinis. Both of pchinis is never stira these things. It's like this and like this. It's not too much time, so I just have to pick out a few things. That this is also important for the Geis of Talmid HaChomim that really know the story of Tzibis Yisrael Saim, and they don't find it important to stay up. And they go to sleep already 1:30, 2:30, they give their favor, another hour, they give it. But there's people that stay up the whole night. And that's what you have to do. Afilu Kulonu HaChomim, the Voinim Zgenim. HaChomim are people that know the Daki Hashem. The Voinim understand them, the Kavanas of all the mitzvahs. The Skenim, they know everything. They heard already at Sentai's Mol. The Yodim Satoyer, they know everything. They know all the Mufarshim. It's mitzvah, the Sabbath, Sias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah to say and say it over again. Saying over the actual Sipah, no matter whoever you have at the table, you should say over the Sipah. The Mordechai says that when you say, the Maril says when you say it, you have to say Bekol Rom. Sipah, Sias Mitzrayim, it's Bekol Rom, you don't whisper it. Everybody has to get it out of you. Even though there's a halacha that says that Rabbi and Rabbi Magbi are koilim, Mishraynish, but over here by the Pesach said that every word is said outside. The Samsef, when he said over the Agoda, he said every word with Tzaoka. His mamish, every single word with Tzaoka. Ubumoyle Godel, these people that when they came with the grace of Tzaddik, when they came, Ubumoyle Godel, Zugil Ishchina, it says, Ashav Kevonu of the Hamokim, now is the time, Kevonu, if you're in the state of mind. I will tell you a story, but the story would take me 1 hour to tell it to you. It's a story, no, mamish, an hour to tell you. Now it's printed, just reprinted the story. It's a long time people didn't have it. I heard it when I was in fifth grade. I heard it from my Rebbe, Moshe Wolfson. That's a long, long time ago. And I never heard it. It's so printed nowadays. They're printing it, but it's such a long story. There's so many things going on right in front of us that we don't see. The Gemara in Brochas, Vav. So many things, Maloch, Meshaydah. This comes from Stutzachov in the world. A mensch got two people can see one place by one person that traces it, as that Gilish Shchina, and the other person sees nothing, absolutely nothing. Ubamoyra Godel, there were people that were sitting by the Gleiser Abdomske Rebbe, Abshloim Abdomske, and they were sitting with the Fashtes of the Gleiser Rebbe, and he was a Goyim, and they were sitting, the Anashma around him, and when he came, Ubamoyra Godel, his eyes opened up with such power, Tabekachalished. And no one saw anything. Everybody has the Haggadah. Everybody sits on the same tish with the lich, with the masses, with the kaira. She says she remembers when she was a kid. At the beginning, she looked at her father just once before Kiddush, and she couldn't look at her father the whole Seder. Her father's face was so lat. Lamed Hey Tess was such a fighting opponent, she was afraid to look at her father. When they came, the Chassam Sefer came with Bugmoyda God, Zugil Ishkina, was not to believe. They say, Bit Sadikim, the teeth got loose from Paka. It was the aim of Yira. I've not understood, not holding there. Oh, but the people was in Tsugakum, that Duchleb, Dagoda. Remember every single thing that you should do, Leb is Duch Mitkush, and it makes a mighty declaration. State in the old Rabbah state by the matzahs, getting ready to matzahs, so to them the matzahs is given akush. It's given akush, give akush the matzahs. So the kinderlach zen, we get to kush the matzahs. People have a minute, we have lulav and esrig, before you put it down, we get this akush, the lulav and get akush the esrig. When you take the matzahs, you take it right away before you're starting ready shulchan oryach and the awesome moments from matzah. So to them the matzahs, our kinder getting ready, give us akush, our kinder zen. As we get to kush the matzahs, the more we get to sakush, this is not a mitzvah, it's a gewaldig chavivis in it, it's gewaldig. The Chofetz Chaim, before they got ready to say moitzi matzah, they got ready, he stood up and he told Kinderlach, Yetzim geim kaim zayin a mitzvah asei min atoida. And he told him, explain how important it is to achidus matzah. Big tzaddikim that had achidus matzah was half of a fella. And one of my chavruses was a hoiz bocha to Alta Samarov, Rabbi Yoel, and he described me the brocha, how the Rebbe made the brocha on achidus matzah. I tell you, I never saw such a... I'm just a cliche. I was just watching the way my chava, he was there. He said, the bracha v'yatzach geworfen. He says, you can't be masik what went on just with that bracha. He says, then when the Rebbe ate the matzahs, he threw himself down on the bed, pishat yadayim v'raglayim, straight. And his face was red, and his mouth, it was eating, and everybody had such a pachat. Everybody was walking around quietly. His eyes were closed, and they were walking quietly to see it. Everybody was crying. Everybody was crying from the snacks. He said, that's a grace of mensch. Because the gate of nine in the midst of Achilles' master wasn't cold-blooded. It was a name of the guns. Of a fella. A man was pushing like that on the bed, flat. And he said, my father told me, you can't be masik. If you didn't see this, you never saw such a sacred. He said, it's a void. It was a gavaldic void from the spilers. And he said, the first night the Samarova ate the Kesesim before, and then right away he ate him right away. Tomorrow, then right away, and then he ate the Afikoimi. To make sure everything was before Chatzais. This was the first night.
And you ate afterwards?
Basically, this is what he told me, that's again. You think you made the Avinezer? I don't know. Basically, I don't know. What's the slap in the Mishnah? The closer Megan ever said over the Maisa from Rabbi Chaim Sanza that he said over, he heard the story from Rav Zdebishas Maisa. Rabbi Chaim Sanza was Leizer Knusoi, was very, very old, and they carried him into the Seder. He's a kind of an Eniklach, he's in his 90s already. Versteht Mamesh Bafisis Akoiches, Versteht sich da, Godet er gesagt, but Zaoka, and it came time, wasn't physically Shaykh. They told him that it's not Shaykh, they have to soak it, they have to do this. I get asked in the matzahs. So they asked him, they told him, Tata Zaydis, Sakunis Nefoshis Mamish. So the kinder Zen, Azaz Zaydis, Moise Nefesh Mekayim Zan Amitzis Esai. Came tomorrow. He didn't use romaine lettuce. He used Moro. Peter Eglinsen. Zayde. Kekor Nefosh. So the kinder Zen, Azaz Zaydis, the Tata Zmoise Nefesh Mekayim Zan Amitzis Rabbonon. And he ate it. So the kinder zen, wie die Zede in der Tate, and the Talmidim soll zen, wie es Moise Nefesh am Kaim zen, a minig from Kleiso. Say, let me just give it. Let your children see the way you eat, if you eat, the Messias Nefesh was the Zeuche sein. It's the Zeuche sein gewaldig. We have to go on to just a few more things, because it's very, very late. I just want to tell you this. Maybe we'll have more time. If you let me, I'll tell you more. But just want to tell you one thing. It's very, very important. This Meister, Rav Shalom Sarovin, Rav Shul Blim. This Rav Chaim Blim, everybody knows. This is the religion of Rosh Hashiva. Rav Shul Blim, he said over the following Meister. Rav Shalom Sarovin, you heard it from him. There was a Amona, that was somebody was nifted right before Pesach, and Rav Shul Blim, the Rosh Hashiva religion, he set them up. His Moedik Daigish, the dog for the Mishpach, was a sudden Misa. And he made sure that they have everything to eat for Pesach, everything, all the macholim and everything, and he arranged them all clean and everything. He also arranged that a bocha should come. It was a bocha, Yirei Shemayim, he should go and feed the Seder for that shul. Is when Rabbi Shua Blim, after they finished Halil, they said, Rivaldi is Slivis, and he told his B'nai Mishpacha, he had kinder in Eniklach, he told him that he might be home a little bit late, and they shouldn't be worried. So he just wanted to make sure everything is straight by the Almoda. So he goes to the Almoda's house. Was he saying, Ali came out, sits on the tish, and said, Venian is up to Chontu, Vichontu, and he asked him, did the Bocha come? He was Masada, and Bocha, no, Kenneth is gekommen. He said, well, I'm not going to say that. And he made Kiddush for the Almona, and other Kiddush lachem gefekt him an Ashtano. And he said, gemacht, das hat völlig a Matzev in the Stuhl, was neude, neude. And I'm getanzt mit alle, the Kinder lachem, was hafle. The Zimmer, you saw him in Almona, so I went in a different Matzev. As a greater mensch, was metal, then to say that. A half hour before Chatzois, after he saw, he kept me Chesu Chesbin, he said Gachantif, everybody was very happy, and then he ran to his house, and he just had enough time right away to make Kiddush, and right away to, well, 1, 2, 3, it's alls. It was the first night that asked him. So then they asked him, Zayda, who was the given? He didn't have time to talk. Right away he did it, they were very upset. And said, you know, everybody, oh, you know. So he said that there was no money, he told them all the stories. He said, Mzayn Eichet Kinder. Mzayn Eichet Kinder. You know, there was a guy that was collecting money. I'm collecting for money and Zim Kinder. They found that it was for himself. So what's it does? He says, was hearts is there, Bechleb. Okay, so they had a time. They had a time. Zayda was an eichet kinder. Why are you worse? She said, let's say my maisa. She said, there was a maisa from the chazanish. There was a bocha, an elder bocha in Ponovich, the chazanish found out, and the bocha had not been shidduch. So he called over a few bocha from Ponovich's house, and then he said, listen, has a chayas found an elder bocha, so I had not been, no goyal, no one should be metabolic, and he had a shidduch, and he had a shidduch. So they were metapel with it, and right away the mitzvah shalt hashir was involved. They came to the chazanish. They told him as the bocha became a chosn. He said he was so happy. He thanked him for the mitzvah. He says, "Zerufim by the tnoim. I want to be by the tnoim." No, it came to for the night of the tnoim. So then this Rab Shaya, this Rab Brim, he was over there. He came to the Rabbi Shua Brim. He came to the chazanish to invite the chazanish to come to the tnoim. So he was waiting there. He sees chazanish sitting, who's the most ruiger person in the world. He sat there, was an older person with a lady sitting there, and they're saying, "Rebbe, should we buy this? Should we buy that?" They're opening up a store and this and that. He's looking at this. Oh my, some of this for samples and this. And the kids said, he was hacking with them for an hour and 15 minutes. That this Rebbe should have been able to get plots. They have no patience. And what's he doing? He's taking away the chazanish time for this and that. Kids said, now, till they couldn't. And then afterwards, he gave them a bracha. He told them how to set up the business, and they left. Nope, when he came to, they brought the auto. They brought to the chazanish, and he went into the car, right away to the tanoim. And when he sat down, everybody was so happy, the chazanish is there. So he said, "Chol ha'ach d'tzelem favozach mishpet." He said, "I knew my achrayis. I knew that you're not going to start ahead of me, but I have to tell you the story." He said, "These people made it through the war. Come, they made nothing. They have nothing, no children, they have nothing. And then, which is a father knows, if he can't say health and guilt, can't say shkem mechavish. I could just give them an answer." So they came to me, if they can open up a store, should they open up a store, what they should buy, they should sell this and that. So I helped them out. And he said, "You know what? You're also mechavish in the same mitzvah. I'm not the only one that's mechavish, you're all mechavish in this mitzvah. I did the mitzvah that you are all mechavish. So since you're all mechavish, so we all had to wait until we all finished this mitzvah." You have to realize that helping other people is a chelik of one of the biggest hakdomas and the hachonis a person can have for the night of Pesach. Avadi, you're making your whole house fancy and glancy and everything is nice. Over. Just remember what you have to do. From the Rafal Boch Taladano, from the Svarisha Goinim, is a grace of Amakovu. Rav Yosef Siyag is a enikul from him. Chutzim Taladanos, but some people in Lakewood are enikul. These are grace of Mishpoch. It was 2.5 hours they made it in Morocco, they made it Takonin, that no store could be open, everybody has to be home and prepare Mamish to say that I fell from the stool. He was a grace of Amakubu, so he also had his achonis. He wanted a grace of two. The family was basically under control. Everything was this, he was an elder man, so he went to the base medish, and the stool was a ganz balagan. So he went to the base medish with his forum to prepare the Hagoda Alpikabola. He opens up all the forum and sits down right at his start, and he sees, in the back of the base medish, somebody's whimpering. So he looks up, he sees a bocha. He says, "Come here." He sees the bocha from his yeshiva. He says, "What is?" So bocha couldn't talk. He couldn't use his mouth. Was quivering. He was fashem. So what is? So he tells him. He says, "Rebbe." He tells Chachama, whatever you call them. He tells him, "Everybody, all my friends, it's 2 hours before Yontov. All my friends have new shoes. I don't have new shoes. Hashem, look to come to shul. Everybody looks the way you're dressed. And then not even no suits, but shoes. Everybody, I don't have suits." He says, "What? You don't have it?" Right away, he closes his sword and he runs to town. He runs to the pub, was far away. He went, he was when he made Takonin that stores have to be closed. He ran back. Oh, he didn't know who was the shoe store guy. He went over, he ran to the house. He went to the person, he knocked the door, he's out of breath. He says, "I must have." He says, "Rebbe, the stores are closed." He says, "That's why I came over here, because the stores are closed." He says, "Maybe the kid can." He tells him, "I have to have for Yosef." He says, "Maybe he can wait till after Yontif." So he told him, "I am not going to the Seder until this bocha has a pair of shoes." So the person saw his determination. He says, "Rebbe, I'm sorry." And he ran and he picked out the most expensive, the shen sefer sheikh, and he brought it over to the bocha. He brought it over to the bocha, and then he just already had to go ready to davening. It just took that amount of time to fit the right suit, everything b'chulu. Then he said, "I never prepared better for the seder than I did today." He was used to prepare machshovis and veritan things, everything he's going to tell the whole family. From tzigibin ayosim, tzigibin as olhovim for Pesach, it's a gavaldike zach. Some say it was a mice in Pressburg, in the stadt right after Pressburg. They found that there was somebody producing over there counterfeit money. The policemen were looking, they knew it was counterfeit money, they didn't know where it came from until they followed up. It came out from the stadt. Kids that they were chuki the dirtish, every single house that tapped about it, they made mamsha b'dikas chametz. And they found it. They found the machine in the martef from the shul. The shul had a shul, and then they had a martef. Had like a place where wine sold, lots of brother. Over there down there was the machine. That was the way they produced the counterfeit bills. Ooh, the Jews, they took all the Russian Kehillah and they put them in the slammer. These guys are going to pay for it. It was Mamish Bitavikal. They found out that they went to the Chassam Sofer. They told them what just had happened. So then the Chassam Sofer, he heard it, the Maisa. So he went, you have to be pointed. So then he went over to the government, to that Stadt. The ones that was on top, the police force, and he told them, "Listen, I know that the Rosh HaKol from these people, They're not, none of these people do any Gnevis, I'm telling you. See, he says that, he's willing to swear that the, he says, no, you can't swear. That is the Rav from Dishton. That we know the Chassam Soif is a very big tzaddik, but the Rav, not the Rav from Dishton. Let him swear that he knows that these people are honest people. So Chassam Soif called over that Rav immediately. He told him, could you say Eidus that these people are honest? They'll take them out of jail. So he said, Rebbe, I never swore in my life. I'm not going to swear. He said, you never swore in your life. This means he's kicking out of Mahabha. He says, by the Eivishta is mer vichtig. Take a look what these people are. The hands and feet are tied in chains. They're tied to the wall. They didn't give them any sanitary. Everything was a mess. Sheikh, the Jews. And these people are going to be in jail for who knows how long they're going to put them there. There will be no panosa for the kinder. They have no Pesach. They have no yontel. They have no nothing. He says, very the Eivishta besser. As these people should get out of jail, then Menganso Ilum Haba. She said, Rebbe Zankelech. Right away he went and he picked up his hand and he swore that these people, no money, they got out of jail. A person has to realize, you have to have yagodas and sit down and prepare. But there's another preparation you have to prepare. There are people that don't have tziyontif. You know, last Thursday, when we had the vad, so I had the chutzpah to ask everybody if you can participate, and everybody gave money. It came out a little more than $1,000. Gave it over to somebody called right away, and it's Yisrael, they gave it over for one of the G'dayli Yisrael's children that had no money, Amish no money. And the regards I got from it, the Simchas HaChaim, but they give an Eretz Yisrael, they give Mishpoch $1,000. It's the greatest mitzvah you can possibly do. What's the greatest rachon of a mensch katon? Give us another mensch. Rav Shua Brim went to an almona. Unzer minig is megeit yisharum to the almonas. Look at the mitzvah of a mensch, to my table. Oh, the geld! What's the system of the geld? Give at least the money that you're giving for entertainment, for your Mishpoch. I don't want to say what. For that nadasha guilt that you're throwing out, give that to Tzedakah. Make a cheshbon. I'll never forget it. Somebody came to me, it was right away the Suda Beri, seconds before the Shkia, on Purim, many years ago. Somebody came over, he just gave a few dollars now for my tons of yard. I said, what's the dos? He said, make a cheshbon. He said, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rambam says, that your Suda cannot be more money than what you give. You have to give to the aniyah more than your Suda. And we made a calculation of how much the Suda cost. And Lamai said, I didn't give that much money. My tongue said, yeah, so I want to be Makaimah. Couldn't get over a mensch. A mensch love with a cheshbon. Half of a fella. Make a cheshbon, how much entertainment. Viewful guilt is always geworfen. For now you're kleider. For now vibes, now you're shaker. What's the matter with the old shmata? It's not good enough. No, I need a now you're shaker. I need the Wendy. Not the Wendy. I hate this Wendy. I need the Yehudis. No, the Yehudis. Is all the mishugene geld that you vaar for einfach stussen mit Narischkeit, make a cheshbon for everything, all the entertainment and everything, and give it to zerbrochene Herze. Give it to zerbrochene Herze, you don't know wie viel Leute man haben, but stop. Okay, it's very, very late, I just want to tell you one thing. Hamavazes ha-moidois, is the mission of which state have lezen medoi in perigimul, hamachalas ha-kotsh, hamavazes ha-moidois, avishesh yodin, toru maisam toim v'cherikul mabo. Vesus is meant, if she is toyer, maisim toivim, toyer than the dag of the Chachmei HaMishneh. Maisim toivim like the dag of the Chachmei HaMishneh. But mavazah is hamoidois. A mensh tzav sechit of that. You have to know where you stand. B'mokam sha'ato oimid ad maskoidish. You can't come home and tell your children, that's it. You can't go no place. We're all going to sit and learn toyer the Hagan Tziyot. It's not going to work. It's going to backfire. It's going to be noid of oim. Avud abis. Elevate them. Abis ala hechat. Sazam imit aziskai. If kids go away and they go to this place and that place, that's the do das in Islam, you can love Yidna, you get somebody else, families go together. You could a little if you can, stay with a sefer, stay with a chavrusa. You should have an amatzah. But if you're in a matzah that's not that way, or the vibe lost nish and the kinder lost nish is Bamokam Shaato and it is Admas Koidish, Sechet Admas Koidish. But remember, Ain Ben Gehenul Ganedna Lachut Hasaira Bulvah. Just remember that. Chut Hasaira. The yontif of Pesach, the minig is that we take the kosher aliyo, you leave it on the seder, and of course the kids think aliyo comes and sips a little bit, and show them the next day it's a little bit less, you know. We all grew up with that. But of course, Rashi says the kosher is supposed to be covered. Otherwise you can't use it for kiddush. The minig is by a lot of people, they use it the next day for kiddush. Some people hold it for shavuos, and some people say there's a moedidik sabulu for refuah. People that chas v'shalom that are safely bound to zegilu aliyo, and if you don't believe aliyo comes to your house, then don't... I mean, yeah, vine is yayin nesach. Don't bother. Eloi, shamloi hay niggle. Eloi, never comes to dein stub. And if you don't believe it, Taki doesn't come. Taki, that's Taki. Mitkanagrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Who called for Chiyas HaMeis? And if he doesn't get Chiyas HaMeis, the Gleifs is stuck. But you, it doesn't come. Bamuna Pshuta, Bamuna Pshuta. I used to ask my kids, they used to open up. I saw, so one of the kids said, I saw Leonov. He's walking down Madison with a cane. She's like, okay, all right. So Leonov, he saw Leonov. It's a thing. Leonov, he comes, I come, sein Stecken, I come, is this case, if you believe, had a moody dick of koyach of segula of refuah. What? You save it. In case chas v'shalom somebody's sick, during the year, you always take a little of that kais, and you give it to the kid, or chas v'shalom that may sick a day. And it's a gewaldige schus for refuah. Rav Chaim Kanevsky, kiyadua, people come from the ganze welt to be by the sea, mashas, and they macht a brocha vein. And somehow the Kedusha spreads in all the vine. Everybody gets a backbook to it, and they get this. There was a meiser that I heard the meiser, but Yankiv Galinsky himself told me the story. He knows the Svadish person. He was a Svadish person, Nebuchadnezzar's kid fell down unconscious, and they came, they brought him to the hospital. They said, he's not going to make it. So what did he do? Svadish, to me, Mr. Kemensh, Halavai, we have the Tamimus. He picked up the kid from the emergency, and he ran to a taxi, and they brought him to Rav Chaim Kanevsky. So he ran, he's screaming his kid at the out by Movis, and he's screaming at us, so they let him in. I mentioned, so he said, "Vosik, this kid doctor." So he says, "But the doctor said he can't do anything." He says, leg him out of the bed." I saw the bed where they put him in the bed. Kids, anyway, said, "Gather." He left. Kids, and about an hour later, the kid was sitting up and smiling. He's, "What happened over here?" So somebody else, he said, he didn't know what to do. He's not a doctor, but he makes every year a seer mashas. So he has one bottle, from that bottle of wine, he drinks a mashu for that wine. So he figured, look, maybe the wine is a school. I don't know. So he took a little of the wine, put it on his lips, and the kid got up. What do you say to that? What are you doing over here? Why'd you go to Eretz Yisrael? There's some snagit. Mechet om Rebs, big shot. Mechet om Rebs. I shouldn't say big shot. Mechet om Rebs, tzadik, abchayim, think from Zayn Vine. Is the Koysha Brocha has a Gewaldige state, look in the Agodas, they bring a Gewaldige school from the Koysha Brocha. If to the Seder for Seitzach is Shir HaShirim, and if you have an elite Seder, it's a Zinger from Zich Alain to Shir HaShirim, and get the Sefer, this firm that has the Taich of the Shir HaShirim, because you're going to start scrambling through the Rashi's, and you don't know 99% of the words, you don't know the Taich, and it won't work. So get a Shir HaShirim that has a Mavua, not an art school. Get a Mavua Shir HaShirim and lay the Shir HaShirim posik by posik. If you have somebody with you, you can tie the psukim, you can psukim and gewaldig. The Epshon is mentioned. The Zohar is an allegation from the Tzion.